Okay, I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. For all those killed by others and or by their own hands. David Bowie, Dolly Coleman, Andy Dunno, Mary Hamilton, Michael M. Miladonis, L.P. Oliver, Solavino, Anita Gorecki Sosinki, Budgie Rowe the Bird, Little Buddy the Dog, Matilda the Dog, Job Search, Roseanne Barona, Brian and Brandy, Travis Boone, Mike Brown, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Pooja Shaw, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being. Kelje Lama, Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltin, Venerable Chökyula, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. Alejandra, Mitra, and Joshua. Joanna Balcom, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcissus Barona Sr., Susie Boehm, Betsy Bullis, Dale Bullis, Steve Bowen family, Yuki Burrows, Ken Castillo, family of Dolly Coleman, Ian Dale, Ted Domi, Tashi Droma, Bernie Glassman Roshi, Mildred Goose, Tracy Hawk Thompson, Mimi Hall, family of Mary Hamilton, Christina Harrison, Geraldine Harvey, Frank Holt, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Lloyd Johnson, Belle and Sue Johnston, Barry Judge, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mary Lojek, Pat Long, Ina Lovelace, Thomas Lynch, R.M., Carolyn and Granger Marley, Wilbert Martin, Martin Massenberg, Elvia Mahian family, Brian Miller and Lindsay Piotti, Bruce Miller, David Muller, Audrey Murphy, Evan Myrtle and family, family of Alpi Oliver, Marie Oliver, Jay Pandya, Jamin Pandya, Reddy family, Renee Reyna, the Reynolds McClure family, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Pooja Shaw, Patty Sheriff, Ronnie Schumann and family, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Brandon Solomon, Nancy Sorbet, family of Anita Gorecki Sosinki, Cameron Stevens, Lopsam Tupton, Francis Ullman, Dion Washington, Amy Weiss, Elizabeth White, Shea Wokowiki, Marguerite Young, Brittany the Maltese, Dorjan Cardo the Pigs, Jimmy the Cat, Ollie the Dog, Skibo the Dog, Spike the Cat. So if anybody would like to join me in the praises to the 21 Taurus, that's on page 191 in the Gold Book. Fumo sublime born is a potala or tar born from the green letter tam. Your crown adorneth Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhist of the three times. Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara's fifth heroic, cause sight lighting instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the lotus, Vero's turban lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 on and moons at fullest, blazing with that race resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, come austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ane Brahma Maru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, Gandavas, Yakshas. Homage with their Trempe sound, destroying post-magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right in, blazing in the raging fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions. She was founding Lotus Visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with three jewel mudra. Light remasses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Amish, she's so joyous, radiant, crowning the tingalans of life, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Amish, she able to summon all his guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Amish, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Amish, she misweeps the blaze like the unending fire abiding, rush the flippant joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying. Amish, she strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Amish, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana, she endowed with soul and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Amish, she with joy surrounded, tearing those bodies asunder, pieces whom a knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to her reached letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hair-like moon of Deva-like form, with spikes book and Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings, and the keen arrows to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels the dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, destroys those of spirit yakshas, and raise corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 20. So the prayer of benefits is on page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness and will perfectly pacify all negativities and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified.
You might get some nice weather.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Are you going on a trip?
Yeah. California. Okay, so I think we are on page 116. At least Yeshua said that we would start on the guru's good qualities, recalling the guru's good qualities. So in the gold prayer book, please turn to page 27. And let's just chant the seven limb prayer, the first one, 27. Gosum gupe gone cha selo. Yesham yi tu chati malubu Tomene sadituntam cheshak Kepa gewanam la jeiram Bardule June Dola Cherki Kolo Korwadam Da Jengena Jan Chuchen Porno. Now turn to page 97. And there on the toward the bottom we see short mandala offering on page 97 in the gold book. Okay, so we'll do those prayers and then also on page 98. Saji perki shushing metog Tamri Rabniji Nidegen Padi Sangye Shindu Mitehuwa Yidu
Come here first time? Second time we're this night? Oh, Kadamba Center here? Second time? So we are studying book called Guru Puja. So we are in the middle of the books, you know. So, I think we have like Monday night. What class now there?
Monday night is Discovering Buddhism.
Yeah. Monday night is Discovering Buddhism class. I think it's good to know, if you are interested, good to take, you know, so it will help, it will help. So then what are the class?
Tuesday nights is when we have either Meditation 101 or Buddhism in a Nutshell.
Oh, very
Meditation
good.
Meditation 101 starts not this coming Tuesday, but the next Tuesday.
Yeah, so I think this is the good class to, I think if you are interested, good class to take, you know, so it will help you, okay. So, today the book that we study is called Guru Puja. We are in the middle of the books, almost end of the book, but you know, so you are welcome to meditate or take nap or, or you know, if you get bored, please, you know, don't hesitate, don't feel uncomfortable, you can just leave, okay. So don't think that I'm a bit upset now. No. Okay. So then also the Sunday, every Sunday there's no like a class every Sunday, if you have time, you know. So because there's discussion group in Sunday, may help. Okay. Yeah. Also, that His Holiness Dalai Lama books is good to read. if you are very new to like Buddhism, so if you are have interest in meditations, so His Holiness Dalai Lama is a good book to read, because he's not just talk about meditation, he himself does meditation every single day, like 3 o'clock in the morning, every day he wakes up 3 o'clock in the morning and meditates. So then I think all his books, there's difference between people who practice, who write books. When you read, you feel something, People who doesn't practice anything, they write book. When you read, you don't feel anything. So there's a big difference. So the reading His Holiness books will definitely help. Or you can, like we have library here, You can rent. You can rent or borrow. You can borrow. You don't need to buy. You can borrow. So we finish now. We complete the civilian practice. Now. Teku, tepa, tepa is like faith. Faith, kupa is like respect. Teku. That's how you, as a devote, that's how you devote someone who inspire you. Or say like somebody who inspires you, who very much inspire you or benefits you through his or her teachings, then you devote to that person out of respect and the faith, both. Take you. In this case, of course, Lama, or once Lama, or Sanskrit word is called Guru. This is how to develop the devotions towards the Guru based on this particular Guru Yoga practice. Not just great respect, out of great respect, out of great faith. So in Buddhism, when we talk about faith, there's like three types of faith. We are not talking about blind faith or the last one is the best. The last one is like conviction faith. That you are convinced, following the teachings, that you are 100% convinced, this instructions will lead you, great liberations, that you are convinced by reading, thinking, studying, then thinking again, then you gain some kind of, not just understanding, then you gain like experiential understandings. Next time when you say the word, it means something rather than just mere word, Next time when you think about that particular topic, it means something, That's called experiential understanding. So that understanding moves deep from inside. That kind of understanding moves person deep down from their heart when they think about the subject, Or that's called Inyugi Nyowa. Experience. But understanding that, understanding that is like, strongly supported by experience, not just understanding. Of course, in the beginning, there's just mere intellectual understanding. So then more you think about those, this particular subject, then you gain some experience. Then that, understanding is like, powered by experience, based on experience, that's called Yirgunyua. So that kind of experiential understanding will move the person from deep down from their heart. Tegu Chimbo said, Tegu Chimbo, Teba, the The one type of the faith is like wanting to be. So in Buddhism, as a Buddhist, you want to be enlightened. You want to be like Shakyamuni Buddha. You want to be liberated. You want to be enlightened. So that's one type of faith. Wanting to be. Then, first one is Tavetava. Tavetava means it just please your mind. It just please your mind. Walking into the temple, walking into the church, some people is just piece of art. Or they are more interested about the history behind the church. And they are more drawn to the architecture inside the church. And those people don't feel anything. Some people, they go inside and they feel something. Tavetava, it's called Tavetava, The minute you walk in, just please your mind, call that Tavetava. I said this probably many times, Teva Gondro Mata Teva, this. The faith is something that has to go before any level of experience. Experience are like child. There is no child if there's no mother. So faith is like mother, has to go first. Then experience like child. Then there will be child, if there's mother. You can hope, mother, so one should develop faith like mother, before child. That's what I say. Tevangondo mother, chevatas. It's not easy to develop, So, So there's a group of people who does not study, who does not understand the teaching, follows the faith, and down the road that's not good. That's called ongduviteva. A lot of people in Tibet, In Tibet, we are culturally, we are Buddhists, because this Tibet is a Buddhist country, Whole like dance, the song, everything, all our culture is somehow directly or indirectly related to Dharma, Buddha Dharma, Buddhism, so. Dance and song and everything, the old part of the culture is rooted in one way or another roots in Buddha Dharma. So, Tibetan people culturally, we are Buddhist. So they have, faith. Their faith. So a lot of them, their faith is not based on knowledge. It's pretty much based on culture things, That's what you do, go to temple, light the candle, the special occasions. Not every day, in a special occasion, you go to temple, and then look at all the holy image, then that's it. Then after that, you go back to your home, whatever you do. Same been to Cambodia, Laos, pretty much same, culturally Buddhist, but their understanding of Buddha Dharma is very limited. So, overall it's not good, but if you don't have any, if you don't understand what is Buddha Dharma is about, then you can't liberate yourself. You can't liberate yourself from the problems. So then, when problem occur, the Buddha Dharma doesn't help because you don't understand. So therefore, His Holiness Dalai Lama now highly encouraging all the Tibetan people, not just monk and nun. I was hallucinated. What do you call this one? The moves? This one. Mouse. This is the mouse, right?
Yeah.
So this one? Arrow.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So I thought there's a small box bed, something like that. I was hallucinated, sorry. So So His Holiness is now highly now encouraging all the Tibetan people, encouraging them to become 21st century Buddhists, means Buddhists with knowledge, not just, you know, like faith. So then there's another group of people who develop faith towards Buddha Dharma solely based on knowledge. They are very much inspired by teaching of emptiness, bodhicitta, renunciations. They very much, you know, appreciate it about those teachings. So they again, you know, like they are 100% convinced if they follow those instructions, they will be liberated. So then that's called conviction faith. It only happens people who study Buddha Dharma. So other than that, you know, so then there's just first two of faith, you know, wanting to be like that, or maybe just, you know, happy to be, you know, be like able to go to the temple to see the holy image, light some candle, light some incense. Then that's it. Three types of faith. In Buddhism, they talk about three types of faith. So then, great, Tegu, Chembo means great, you know. Out of great respect, great faith towards one's own guru, so then, you know, saw them. So last when I said the word saw them is missing in the translation. What it says? What it says? Can you read, Hamla, what it says?
Are we on LC 43? Source of qualities.
Oh, there on the
great ocean of moral discipline. Treasury brimming with jewels of much hearing. Master second Buddha.
Is there any titles? Title of the books or no?
Elder Vinaya Holder?
No.
Elder Vinaya Holder?
Title?
Request recalling the Guru's good qualities?
Yeah, requesting. Requesting.
Request recalling the Guru's good qualities?
Yeah, recall, that's the word, requesting. So are there, so they're requesting. That's the part of the word, requesting.
We're on page
116. No, there we are.
Thank you.
Bring the computer here, try to save the paper. Paper, no. Mm-hmm. Try to be ego-friendly. commentary that I'm reading, no, this is like one of the very famous Gelug masters called Yongzhu Ishijanse. Has, you know, like, now there's one monastery in Nepal, you know. The Lama is from Central Tibet, not from Eastern Tibet. Usually most of the Lamas, you know, most of the Tibetan Buddhist scholar, usually has come from Eastern part of Tibet, which is close to China. So then, you know, then some of them come from Central Tibet. So this Lama is one of them, you know, from Nyanam, like, probably, you know, Ngawang? Yeah, probably same birthplace, Ngawang's birthplace. So, but there's only one. So there's no his name after his hometown. His hometown is called Nyanam. Probably that's like was my close to my mother's birthplace or close to Ngawang. So Ngawang is from Nyanam. So that's Yongzhi Ishijianzi. He's not from Nyanam, and he wrote a lot of books, wonderful books. So I'm reading his commentary. Oh yeah, so now we're here. So, usually qualities. Quality is like kindness of that person, him or her or the quality of that person. So then request is like, I think that's not the right translation. Request is so on them means like. Anyway, so Nietzsche. That's how you did something good. In order to generate faith towards anybody, you know, first you have to understand the quality of that person, you know. If you don't understand the quality of the doctors, it's hard to have faith towards their doctors, you know. If their doctor has no qualities, so then you will have zero faith. But here, you know, like, So the poor country that happens, you know, like they just put like sign, dentist sign. When you go there, you know, the person don't know how to fix your teeth. Then they use hammer and chisel and hammer. So in Pakistan, India, and some part of there, you know. So it's also for the patient, it's very, very important to it. It's very important, or not just important, also beneficial for their health if they have faith into their doctors, you know. So that faith only gained, you know, by his or her qualities, he or she treats, you know, not just, you know, like, just like intellectual talent, but, you know, another, you know, mental qualities, you know, being kind, being compassionate, you know, willing to listen, you know, all of that. So then, you know, that's how we develop faith towards, you know, that, you know, like doctors. Similar here, in order to develop faith, you have to understand the quality of that person, him or her, okay? That's how the faith has been developed, by thinking again and again the quality of, you know, that individual beings who has inspired you, encouraged you, inspire you, admire you by, you know, him or her practice or teaching. So so that's then out of that, and out of that, then you generate faith, then you devote. The second one is like recalling the kindness of that person's. So then, you know, then you devote. You know, there's two ways to devote. Recalling the kindness or recalling the quality of, you know, that person. Not just intellectual qualities. As I said, you know, quality, be compassionate, be kind, you know, all of that, okay? Pambulas, duwane shiri. So, let me understand what I'm going to say. So there are qualities we divided, you know, into three different things. First one, dua, it's called Vinaya. The book that we study in the monastery, it has like 700 pages, like this, not this type of book, but long book, traditional book, you know, like this, long, 700 pages. Mainly talks about monastic life, you know, to what kind of mindset when you wake up, you know, how you should, when you walk on the street, you know, like all of that, eating, sleeping, everything, you know, this talks about monastic life, on this called Vinayaka Sutra. So mainly, how you say, main subject of that book is like morality, ethic, Sudhri Lama. Out of three training of morality, training of concentration, training of wisdoms, out of three training, that book's Vinayaka main subject is, training of, you know, morality. So, the one is the Yudhisthira, then recalling the quality that, you know, Lama, him or her possess, you know, possess the quality that, you know, like related to, mainly related to ethics, you know. So then such as, you know, like, seven types of pratimosha vow, or sometimes they say eight set of, you know, pratimosha vows, and all the vows, you know, also that, you know, falls into the category of ethics, okay, all the vows, recalling the all the vows. The one is Vilami, that's not going to survive the vision. And main is ethics. So ethics. So above ethics, no good. That means there's no quality, so below ethics. So the one is Vidasama Sova the Vajatin. Teje Tumove Lami Desana Guna Sova Deva Teje Tumas. Now quality that's based on Mayana, no Mayana. Mayana is a path. Mayana path. Maha is great. Yana is path. No, there's something called Mayana. Yana is the path. Maha is great, like same like Mahatma Gandhi. You know, Mahatma Gandhi, person who has big heart, called Mahatma Dhanichi. Mahatma Gandhi is a Mayana, Hinayana, just refers to Theravadan traditions, you know, very widely practiced in Burma, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, all those places. So Mayana, you know, practiced in like Tibet, China, Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Mongolia, Korea. So then, you know, the quality that's based on like Mahayana path is like mainly, you know, refers to bodhicitta. Then, you know, then six perfections. Six perfections in bodhicitta. Bodhicitta, you know, the mind that, you know, the mind that thinks about well-being, other sentient beings all the time. Bodhicitta, you know, bodhicitta. Chitta, that's mind. Sanskrit word chitta means mind. Body is, you know, enlightenment.
And the mind, the wish, mind that wish to achieve enlightenment. You know, a microphone is already achieving enlightenment.
And this this trigger bodhicitta chanjuk the same, you know, mainly mind become, heart become bigger, much bigger, not like closing, it's opening, widely opening, you know, towards all welfare, all living beings. So bodhicitta, chitta is mind, body is enlightenment, mind that wish for enlightenment in order to benefit all living beings. That's called bodhicitta. I want to achieve enlightenment to help everybody, you know, liberate everybody, you know. Everybody, bodhicitta. So there's a main quality on Mayana traditions, the main quality is like bodhicitta. So then, six perfections. So that quality is based on Mayana traditions. Then, dojitebe lami yudesambe gune sova deva. So now the quality there, when we think about Vajrayana teachings, there's Vajrayana, within the Vajrayana there's Sutrayana and do you remember? Within the Mayana, the Vajrayana and Pajintyapa. Maybe Panchaparamita Yana. Does it ring in the bell? Panchaparamita Yana. Parjintyapa, Paramita Yana, or something, Paramita Yana. Anyway, so within the Mayana path, there's two of them, you know, Vajrayana. So now the Mayana here, like Mayana without Vajaya, Mayana, just Mayana. So that main quality is bodhicitta, six perfections. So then Vajayana, now the recalling the all the qualities that, you know, once Lama possessed, him or her possessed based on Vajayana tradition. So Dojitebe Lami Desambuguna Sura this. So now there, you know, in Vajayana there's like there's a four classical tantra practice. First one's called Chaji Kriya Tantra, Chaya Tantra, Yoga Tantra, Has Yoga Tantra. There's four different tantras. So then all the, you know, like qualities, like, you know, related to the wind, energy, chakra, channels, all of that. Okay? Wind, channel, chakra, all of that. So then particularly in the highest yoga tantra, there's last two stages within the highest yoga tantra, generating stage and complete stage. There's two, Kirim, Zorim. They're recalling those qualities. So this all requires some knowledge. No knowledge, you have no idea, you know, like, now of course we all have channels, we all have chakras, we all have energies, not like that, but, you know, to utilize them, to get, you know, closer to enlightenment, utilize them, you know, through series of meditation. So, series of meditation? No, series of meditation. What?
Series,
one after the other?
Yeah, series of meditation. So, series of meditation with the series. So need to say it together. How do you say?
A serious meditation.
serious meditation. Yeah. serious meditation. So that's how you know, like, how is it? Developing like faith towards one's own guru based on recalling the qualities and recalling the kindness. So now that's not briefly finished, recalling the developing the faith towards that individuals based on recalling the kindness. So when we started Lamrim, so I already explained that the 10 qualities of the Lamas, you know. So when you investigate him or her based on those 10 qualities. So that will prevent both the student and the lamas, you know. So otherwise, you know, if the blind leads blind, you know, there's a lot of risks, you know. If blind follow the blind leading blind, these are all not good. So therefore, even though it takes 12 years to investigate one individual before you accept him or her as your teacher, that's very fine. Even if it takes 12 years to investigate while you are receiving teachings, all kinds of teachings, while you are listening to from that person, but you are still examining that person. So even though it takes 12 years, that's fine. Why? Down the road. This is very important, down the road. So then once you accept that person, him or her, as your teacher, so then, you know, then doing something good will create huge amount of merit. Then, you know, like not following the instructions, then it's not good, you know. That's not good. So we have choice. Right now we have choice. Yeah, there's a lot of benefit, but at the same time there's a lot of also disadvantage. There's a lot of advantage, but at the same time there's a lot of disadvantage if you don't follow the instructions properly. Or 50 stands up Guru devotions, you know, that text, when you read that text, and you will know. So far, I never taught, you know, about Guru devotion here, last 16 years. So now, you know, it comes here. Indigenous Siddhim Janjoji Mounti, no Visojus, the Women's Mutual, Vinay Dwazan, so are depths. That's the first stanza. So the first stanza, Kamala, can you read the first stanza?
Okay. The Guru's good qualities according to the Vinaya, source of qualities, great ocean of moral discipline, treasury brimming with jewels of much hearing, Master, second Buddha, clad in saffron, elder Vinaya holder, I make requests to you.
That's the one stanza. Okay, you did the children of the mountain, the person of the wounded, the door, the door, the door, the door, the door, the door, the door. So then I will explain that stanza. First one is to live up to ethics. Live up to ethics or practice ethics or morality. Then when you talk about ethics, you know, like Gewa Chidi, ethics is not just about your body, speech and mind, you know, it's more than that. It's not just about, there's three types of morality. When you talk about morality, of course, based on the Vinayaka Sutra, then he talks about, how to control three doors, the body, speech, mind, like being mindful about what you think, being mindful about what you say, being mindful about what you do physically, being mindful, That's mainly based on the Vinayaka Sutras. Ethic is mainly talks about three doors, controlling the three doors. Then creating the merit, such as going around the stupa, when you go outside center, putting the prayer well with the thought to benefit all living beings, with that thought, just turning the well, prayer well, clockwise. With that thought, going around the stupa, even just, with no thought, going around the stupa, get a lot of benefit, You don't have to have thought. Can you go around the stupa without thought? Without thought, no? So, that's like creating a merit, going around the stupa, Of course, if there's intentions, it's going to be more powerful. Even though there's no intentions, even just, somebody chasing you, you just ran around the stupa to escape. How is it, escape?
Escape.
You are just, somebody chasing you, so just run. Or maybe some sales person chasing you around. Some phone company, telephone company. So like, going around the stupa, so easy to create merit, So even like, saying out of 35 Buddhas, saying just one name, the first one, purifies 10,000 eons of negative karma. That's unbelievable. 10,000 eons, if I'm not mistaken. First one, didn't say every day, even just saying one time, in the text it clearly said, even just saying one time, it purifies 10,000 eons. So this life is nothing. Compared to 10 eons, this life is nothing, So there's something to feel good about, We need to do something to feel good, otherwise we will not just feel good out of doing nothing. We should do something. I've been saying that on Sunday, in order to feel good, we have to do something. Happiness has to produce, Good meal has to produce, good pizza needs to be made. It's not just simple vision, not good enough. It's good to have the wish, but actually in order to enjoying the good pizza, needs to move or need to put some effort. So even the buying all the ingredients, just sitting there meditating, so I wish you all have very wonderful pizza. Open your eyes, the pizza is not there. Good meal you have to create. Everything is to create. So then, you know, it's unbelievable, you know, just saying just one time. Can you believe that? Just one time. Purifies 10,000 eons of need to come. We just worry about here in this life. You know, so what went wrong last year, maybe a year before that. Just worried, like, you know, so just, you know, like, worried and like, yeah, so 10,000 eons, this life is nothing. So, then say the first one, here, the creating marriage, there's another type of morality. It's not just controlling three doors. This is like very specific ethics based on the Vinayaka Sutra. Therefore, all the vows, oh, there's so many vows, you know, like, oh, this vow is to protect you from, you know, like saying something negative, thinking something negative, doing something negative, you know, it kind of protects you. Because this Vinayaka Sutra, you know, mainly all the vows is based on the out of three training of moralities. That morality is very much about three doors. So then another one, you know, then creating merit, or gyavachidu, sinje, then benefiting others, you know, like even just giving a food in the bird, in the backyard. See, you can easily feed 40 sentient beings with a handful of something put there. You know, there's a lot of birds, you know, there are so many sentient beings that they're eating there, squirrels, birds, all kinds of, you know, this is like, this ethics, you know, benefiting sentient beings, so gyavachidu, creating merit, subjective, benefiting sentient beings. So, you know, these are not that difficult to do, right? Just feeding the bird in the backyard. You just throw a handful of seed. How much does it cost? No, not much. If you buy $20, if you spend $20, you'll get big bag. That will probably last 4 or 5 months. Every day they have food, you know. Then, you know, next, then you, you know, bless the food, you know, you say mantras, you know, and you give them water, then, you know, bless the water, bless the food. And so then there's a lot of, every day, there's so many ways to create merit, Then when you see them, when they are eating food, and, you know, makes you feel good, that happiness has been produced, you know, that's not just, you know, this is just an example. Because I have nothing to do. I don't go to work, I have nothing to do, so that's what I do. I feed the bird. I, you know, give them water. So, like my child, that's not my child, so then I frequently clean the water, you know, clean them, make sure they have clean water. So, every day, in the evening, my water bowl from altar, all the water has been blessed, goes to the bird feeder. If it's full, then I keep it, then I, you know, because altar on the water on the altar has been blessed. So I read in some texts, you know, you can make a tea, you can also give to them. You know. Because while you are offering it, you know, you say all kind of mantras and offering mantras, and all been blessed. You know. Okay, so we'll try to say less things, try to say otherwise group will next year. Sylvia, it's not a group. So then we just go out. Shudim che tangde dwe chokasyes. You know, so then understanding the all the has the not ritual, what do you call right? Right. What is right?
Right.
You understand? All right? Huh? Right. Or not exactly ritual, no. Right doesn't mean all instrument involved, you know, so rituals does have instruments, Right, not only right doesn't mean, you know, that you use instrument. Or you just sing, and doesn't mean you're refreshing the vow. You know, if you break the vow, what you do? You know, sometimes it's request to confess in front of 10 people, 5 people, 3 people, in front of 35 Buddha. There are many different rites. So now, you know, so many of, you know, in so many things in the Vinayaga has been degenerated. You know, many of them have been degenerated because of the environment. You know? So, the house that, you know, you live in, according to the Vinayaga Sutra, is very small. You know, so when you go to India, now Ajanta, Ellora, there's near the South India, there's a lot of caves. You see some of the bedroom there. You still see some of the bedroom. That's exactly measured based on the Vinayaka Sutra, you know, the monastic quarter, you know. So now, many, Dvechoka, right of the Vinaya, you know, right of the Vinaya, like, everything has to be blessed. Everything has to be blessed. You know? If you don't bless, you know, so if you get new things, it will ruin your possessions. So therefore, they only own 3 clothes. That's all they own, 3 clothes. No. They're only 3 clothes they possess. That's all. Begging bowl. Then that's it. All together, there's like 13 livelihood, 13 different types of livelihood. Some of them for rain, you know, there's 13 different livelihood. No extra. When you receive everything that you receive, you are supposed to bless them, you know, to write. So then, you know, now you see, it does require mindfulness. So it's very difficult now. Never need this. Then having a compassion towards sick people, no, never need this. So now that's the qualities based on the Vinaya, okay? First one, heavy and practicing ethics, then, you know, understand the right of all the rights in the based on the Vinayaka Sutra, which very much emphasize about ethics. What do you do if you separate yourself, not this one, but the yellow rope, if you separate yourself one night from the rope, then the blessing on their robe is going to be disappeared. So what do you do? You need to re-bless, and that's right to do. So there's many different rights. So then Dvechoka, that's right, that's just an example. Then having a compassion towards sick people, never need this. Having compassion, loving kindness, towards sick people, towards people around you, entourage, benefiting, those underprivileged people, benefiting them materially, giving them material, benefit, giving them counseling and comfort, doing it as joyfully, not just out of obligation, out of fear, out of stress, happy to do. See, joyful effort. She said, "This is dumb budget." The Dalai Lama, this is the Dalai Lama. She has some other India time. She is the number one budget because the ethics is the root of all the qualities. Ethics is the root of all the qualities. Like ground, everything is growing from the ground. Without ground, nothing will grow. Similar, no ethics, no. There will be no training of concentration. There will be no training of wisdom. If there's no training of ethics, there will be no training of concentration. There will be no training of wisdoms. No. No, so it's like, it's like ground. It's like ground, according to Vinayaka Sura, what it says, it's like ground. Everything grows, you know. All the plants, everything grows on the ground, you know. That's like ethics, you know. Chit denyosum la mandu tu bata dejin. Denyosum, so, having a knowledge about all the teachings, you know. All the teachings. And here it says like, the way in the translation in English called three basket. Basket, so denism, that's like, basket is like literally translations. So whenever I say word three basket, in my mind I'm getting the image of basket. The bamboo basket or the basket that you give. So I'm not sure what kind of image you get in your mind. Basket. Same? Yeah, so then that's not good translation. Sorry to say, but I'm not sure. Denism, Tripitaka, that's how to say it in Sanskrit, Tripitaka. But you know, relatively better because I don't get the image of basket when I say this word. Tripitaka. Denyosum, you know. They're like, nye. That's no, literally means basket. Nye means something you put in. Denyo, so then with the word, nye comes with the de, means no, then it changed the meaning of. It's not longer basket, no, something you put in. So anyway, there are three types of teachings, no? Three types of teachings based on three trainings, okay? Three trainings. The teachings that talk about ethics, teaching that talk about concentration, teaching that talk about wisdom. These are called three basket. Oh, so, oh yeah, there's only the amount of two days. No, you like heard about those three teachings many times, or you yourself study them many times. Oh, cheba je garu nesu je cheba nam sheshing ralen devasi garu na cheba ralen desho. So then there's no like in the Vinayaka Sutra, you know, there's like many advice been given, advice, you know, say when it gets dark, all the monks shouldn't go into the town. That's advice, that advice, or Gaben Lapse, that's like, advice to do something, that's Driven Lapse, advice to not to do something. But both advice, one is not to do something, one is to do something. How you say it in English?
Prescriptive and prescriptive,
what's... Yeah, that would work.
Huh? But both are advice, but one advice is not to do, one advice is to do. So Gaudujit Nansun. So then sometimes there's permissions, you know, there's permissions. Permission. Nansunji. Say monks are not allowed to eat afternoon, not allowed to eat. But if you are sick, you have permissions to eat. Oh yeah. All the alcohol things, what you call crazy water, nyuchu. It's called crazy water, according to Vinayaka Sutra, nyuchu. It's called crazy water, literally translated, crazy water. When you drink, then you become crazy. Not a little bit, I'm not sure. So that, you know, generally speaking, in the Vinayaka Sutras, that there's no permissions. If someone is sick, there's permission you can, you know, use to put, you know, if there's some skin, you know, then if some medical purpose, there's permissions. So there's advice not to do, advice to do, but there's, you know, sometimes, some occasion there's permissions. Then, you know, it's okay to eat, it's okay you to eat. Because you are like practicing, like what do you call succession guru yoga? Succession guru yoga. So when you become diabetic, so then you become six session eating yoga. Six session eating yoga. So some diabetes, you know, they, you eat, frequently eat. So, So I'm just explaining this might help, you know, in the future when you say Garuna to Shevas. Knowing all of that, you know, advice, all the advice that, you know, encourage you to do, advice not to go, for example, you know, not allowed to eat after, you know, and how long you can look when you go to the town to beg. So you see, some of you see, like some other country, the monks now should they go out. Let's go.
Arms round,
you know, with a begging bowl. So then still like Laos, Thailand and Laos, lot of them, some part of Laos, you know, they still go with a bare foot. All the monks, you know, they go out to, you know, to beg their food. So then, you go one, now, you know, the Laos, now that part of, one part of Laos has become like tourist attractions, you know, so anyway, so before, you know, you go to the home, one home, don't say anything, you don't say, oh, I'm here, give me some food, you don't say any word, no, you know. So you see, now you don't have here, just one, like, stick. Like walking stick, but you know, it has all the, it's like it has rings, you know, three rings, there are many rings around that. So Kolkasi, you know. So you go out, you know, so you begging bowl here, then you put that, then you just shake. You know, so you don't disturb them, you know. So hey, I'm here, you know, so tell me why you're not opening the door. Not like and they hear, you know, so they come out. If you have gifts, they'll give. If nobody answer, second row. Nobody answer, third row. Nobody answer, finish. Go back, empty bowl. Dead day, no food. Only allows to bake three rows. Not more than that. Oh yeah, so they go khasi, so you see the Shakyamuni Buddha with, you know, Shariputra and Mongalpu. See there. You see there. In the image, big image here. You see that Shariputra, there's Mongalpu, they're holding there something. Oh, there's the one. It's holding on the shoulder or where? It's supposed to stick on the ground. This is not for fight. This is not, but no, but every, did all, everything, the, all the things on that thing, that has meaning, everything has meaning, you know. So when you put down, when you shake them, you are not just normal sound. This is a sound of, you know, 12 types of teachings, set of teachings, you know, the sound, you know. So then, the when you hold that, you know, there's a lot of, how to say, thinking involved. You know, it's not just physical intimate. You know? And you shrink them then. So Nolan, you know, one of our friends, so he lives in Thailand, half the year. So one of his monk friends, he brought him here, somewhere there, and the monk insists to go back in America. So, you know, Nola said, not a good idea, so he won't listen, he said, he has to do. You know, so then, barefoot, probably went there, I'm not sure. No, in North Carolina, somewhere in Pennsylvania. So probably went there, you know, so first they got quite a good foot. So people probably feel, you know, the poor monks, you know, have no shoes, no begging. But then he'll go again tomorrow. The second day, the third day, somebody called police.
He showed up at John's house wanting to know why he was starving and keep making this monk, this man work.
So there's another problem, not being flexible. not being flexible. Anyway, Dinesh and the mother to my dear one, what do you do? Knowing all this advice, no. Then she is normal, pessim changes. Have a lot of compassion towards all the students, you know, all the disciples. Have a lot of compassion towards all the disciples. Haba never nintewa, so. Particularly for the sick people, you know. Have like huge compassion towards sick people. Buddha said, no, if there's somebody's very sick, even though you have to sell all of this to benefit, to pay for that person's bill, Buddha is very okay, you can sell all of this. Sell to save that person's more important than, you know, so the Buddha says it's okay to sell, you know. Now we never need the Gor Tawa, treating the Tulak Shabas, the one is shared, you didn't know somebody very well. So understanding the timing of Dharma teachings, you know, timing of Dharma teachings, you know, So, but there's many like say, but it's not important, you know, there's many rules, like rules about teachings, rules, you know, like when to teach, you know, how to teach, you know, like there's many rules, not necessary for you, not necessary. Oh. When I say not necessary, this is mainly for monastic life. Children, if you look at the one, you didn't know something. So then, understanding those, you know, recalling those qualities that person possess, then based on that, then practice faith towards that person. This is based on the Vinayaka Sutra. So, how are you doing? How we are doing?
Yeah.
Anybody's head falling down or no? So now you have, you know, something to think. When you say this word, yeah, there's something to think. So requests come later, first practicing faith, based on recalling the quality. So so now, these are not neat, shares mutata. Two one yiba shares from the Java, Rani, and Duazim, Nedin, and Abadum. Told me, Duazim, the Castle of Tivanga, and the Moon. Then it, you know, okay, so now this is pretty much about the quality based on the Vinayaka Sutra, okay? This is all this way. There's many of them, not that important. Not important, it's all mainly for the monastic people. So now the second one, you know, practicing the faith based on recalling the quality based on the Mayana path. Now the second stanza. Yeah, Samula, can you say the second stanza in English?
The Guru's good qualities according to the Mahayana teachings. You have the 10 qualities suitable for one to teach the path of those gone to bliss. Lord of Dharma, representative of all conquerors, Mahayana virtuous friend, I make request to you.
So there's now, I'll explain that. First one, of course, you know, like practice of ethics based on the Vinayaka Sutra. So the second one is the practice of concentrations. Shiva thing is Shiva. dengue tinje laba so shiwa peace of mind tuwa no tuwa means like I said good manner how you say good manner good behavior good manner gentle speech gentle movement gentle thought no shiwa tuwa chudimji labas practicing ethics no makes you how you say yeah, basically you are very mindful what you say, what you think, what you do physically. The best is to benefit, if not to harm. That's the morality, no? Best to benefit. If you cannot benefit, don't harm, no? No good. So that's what I call tuwa. Tuwa means like, how is it? Well trained dog. The dog that when you see on the legs, they sit, just sit there. You know? Even there's a lot of dogs around there, doesn't move, sit there. Well trained. Practicing ethics, you know, be, you know, as a body, speech, and mind being well trained. Shiva, practicing concentrations makes your mind peace. You know? Peace. Nyewa Shiva, Sharavi Lava Des. Nyewa Shiva. Wisdom, never Shiva. Wisdom, not just peace, is go beyond peace. Oh, means real peace, now real peace, ultimate peace, liberations, enlightenment, wisdom. So, Rama Sundarvaja. So then, you know, that person has to be more knowledgeable than yourself before you accept him or her as your teacher. So the teacher has to be more knowledgeable about the subject, you know. Him or her needs to be more knowledgeable than yourself. A lot of joyful effort to accomplish one's own liberations and the welfare of all the sentient beings, you know. Joyful effort, you know, a lot of them. Strong joyful effort, you know. Not just do, no, really, really happy to do, you know. Really, really happy to do. You know? Purify my karma, very, very happy to say, you know. To welfare other sentient beings, very, very happy to practice generosity, you know. Practice generosity, practice patience. So, for welfare of other sentient beings, you know. Tenyi dubala, tenyi chavas, tenyi dubala, tenyi. Two purpose. One is your own purpose, one is purpose of other people. One's own purpose, other purpose. When it's come down to those two purpose, then you know, lot of effort, great effort, you know. As Tova. So when you become monks, first time when you become monks or nun, when you go to the abbot, so you have piece of hair, not like Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna is very long, but not that long, but a little bit. Because then abbot will, you know, grab the hair and with the scissors, and he asks you, touch your tolerance, are you happy to cut this hair? If you say, I'm not happy, then abbot will not cut. Are you happy to, you know, cut this hair? Then you say, yeah, touch your tolerance. You say, tolerance. I'm happy, you know, happy to do, not just to happy to do. So, when they ask me, so I already miss my home very much. So, I was, you know, 7 years old, so there's, the answer is not really genuine, so I just understand, you know, tola, it's not really tola. Tola means happy, but it's not, you know, don't care, you know, for the cause or not cause. But actually, according to Vinayaka Sutra, they have to ask, Tajya Bhattolam, are you happy to cut the hair, you know? All this, Nyavashiva, Rangali Ndojina Lavai, Tunidhojima, Devasa Mahadu Lungu Chubhashi. So then, you know, understanding of the three three types of teachings. Understanding the truth, conventional truth and ultimate truth, particularly ultimate truth. How things exist. They don't exist the way we see. They don't exist exactly the way we see, you know. We are caught up with the labels. We just caught up with the conventional truth, you know. We can't go beyond. We just caught up there, you know. When you see emptiness, everything there now we see is very serious. It's become like something to laughable. How is it?
Laughable.
You know, so nothing serious. It's just level. It's just level. Doesn't mean they don't exist. They do exist, but level. Then we exaggerate. We superimpose, exaggerate. Then you know, then hallucinate. It's basically hallucinated. Jado jumata vittin, samadhi on illusions, concentration on illusions. You know, when you meditate on emptiness, when you come out of the meditative equipoise of emptiness, when you come out of that, then everything that you see is like illusions, huh? Like dream. Then nothing serious. So that doesn't mean they do exist. They do exist, but you don't treat them serious as you used to. There's no emptiness. Chunam jindilu tekwan is tova. So having a realization of emptiness, dujala dhamma chavala keva. So then say, very skillful when it's come down on teaching dharma. Very skillful. Skillful, didn't come. Having a great compassion towards all living beings, particularly for all your disciples and students. Walking for the students or disciples, there you have the jongal meva me. Jong is like, you know, like feeling down, kind of feeling sad, or maybe you know, say tired. No, there's no tired, you know, no tiredness. How is it? Tiredness? Yeah. Wide awake. Whenever you get opportunity to talk about Dharma, like wide awake, Lama Zabha Rinpoche, like 3 o'clock in the morning. No. So, well, I like that, you know, like always, you know, ready to help, always ready to help, you know, like not like showing any sign of, you know, like tiredness. How is it? Tiredness? Tiredness. Tiredness and also like so in the Devashi girls, these are the 10 qualities, you know, based on the mind, the path, 10 qualities the Lama need to possess. Oh yeah, see? Tadagi Tsu Shiva Dikyovana Maju Chandra Chaos. So then Yongzu Hijan said, if I give you the detailed explanation of those, then this book is going to be very, very long. So therefore, please look at Lamrim Chenpo. They say, please read the Lamrim Chenpo. Otherwise, this book is going to be long. So they say, he suggests read the Lamrim Chenpo. Lamrim Chenpo, you will understand. Domini Mojita, Tejinji Lama Chawa Shebana Chamleba Kovache Lache Laudu Lembana Tembet Tende tamala kambeda tega tuya kanto jiwa tembe shi gyo sungi tega tuya. Tende tere So now, good news is we are moving down. So now the quality based on the Vajrayana. Okay, quality based on the Vajrayana. Good news, we are moving down. No, when you read, it's very, it benefits, you know. Even though you don't have any realization, but it benefits, you know, it benefits all. No, so it kind of inspires you. So now we, so far we finished like how to practice faith towards him or her whom you accept as your teacher, how to practice faith toward that person based on recalling the qualities, or three types of quality, quality based on Vinaya, Vinaya, quality based on Mayana path, and quality based on just Mayana path, or Panchaparamita path, then quality based on the Vajrayana path. So now you have something to think about, okay? Then I'll stop that after that. That's good, so then...
The Guru's good qualities according to the Vajrayana teaching. You are wise, patient, honest, without pretense or guile, your three doors well subdued. You have both sets of 10 qualities, know mantra and tantra, and are skilled in drawing and explaining. Foremost Vajra holder, I make request to you.
The first one is Lu Nga Yi Sum. Lu, body, Nga, speech, Yi, mind. Body, speech, and mind. Lu Nga Yi Sum. La temba nyawa sha ba she la ha se being very mindful, very very mindful, or like placing all your attentions on the three doors, body, speech, mind, you know, being very mindful about three doors, you know, temba nyawa sha ba leba domba che. Not just being mindful, but make sure, you know, like, nothing negative comes out of those three doors. Sharap cheva. So then, sharap cheva. Sharap cheva, like, lot of wisdom. Lot and lot of wisdom. Great wisdom. So, nejetam, kajetam, che samula sebe. able to bear difficulties, hardship. Nejetans. If somebody is harming you, no, so then you're able to practice tolerance, patience. Nejetans. Like somebody is harming at you. Kaji, you know, so then like, if you need to walk like month long just to receive the teachings, ready to accept the hardship, you know, to walk like 1 month, all the way to 12 months, I'm not sure like how long Lama Atisha took to get from India to Indonesia, where Lama Seling Bhavesh, where his teachers live there, went to receive the teaching on Bodhicitta. So I think it took like a couple of months or 12 months, I'm just by boat. It's not like talking about modern boat. There's no motors, you know, no modern boat. So just obvious difficulty, seasick, you know, can you imagine, so that's for a lot of them. Able to bear hardship. Because when we meditate, you know, some pain here, some pain there, able to bear hardship to improve my concentrations, you know, able to bear hardship. And you go to Jumetanti College, you know, Jumetanti, after you become Gishi, then you go to do 1 year Tantra course in the Jumia College. There, like, long hour of sitting, long hour, 2 o'clock in the morning to all the way to 6 o'clock in the evening, long hour of sitting, only break 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there, that's it. All long, like, 4, 5, 6 hours. So, you know. Of course, you know, so then, you know, maybe a little tie here, a little tie, all kind of hot, you know. So then when I look at, there's the abbot of the monastery, abbot. He's like close to 60 or maybe close, mid-60. he even won't move at all. He's just sitting. I can see from the behind. We can see from the behind. Here we are very young, you know, so. And now after like 1 hour, it starts, you know. Then like, oh man, the rain is going to finish now, so it's too long. So then my old country, then it gets worse and worse. Because then once you look at that effort from the beyond, he has double, like, we have only this one. Then talk about that, he has some kind of like overcoat, very thick. That person won't move at all. So, you know, it's all in the mind. So then he's, but then he said, okay, maybe a little bit. it's hard. So then, you know, so it's amazing, like how the, like if the mindset is, if you set your mind a certain way, physical hardship means nothing. You know, if your mind is set in really focused on something, no, you won't feel. Just example. So tene neje dan kaje dan chu samula sebe seba nam nam de devas chu samula sebe seba nam so chu samula sebe seba nam bas de devas seba so kai dan bas so I'm not sure like what is that chu samula seba. And I don't understand the last one, so Simjikula Sem Chambas, you know, very sincere, honest, truth living beings, no? And not like as a Yogyum Yamas. If somebody's watching, then you're trying to do something. If nobody's watching, then you don't do anything. What do you call? It's called Yogyu. If somebody's watching, say, nobody watches, and then if the teacher's watching, then you pretend like you're losing your hand.
Putting on a show.
Oh, that's a very nice word. That's a very nice word. Much nicer than this one. Yoju, not nice word. Putting on a show, that's a nice word. So usually we say, no, like, doesn't matter. If your teacher's here, doesn't matter. This is my practice, no. No, doesn't matter. I will do it sincerely, genuinely. If there's many people watching, not people watching, doesn't matter. It's not based on that, no. Does it make sense? If some people around, if somebody says something negative, I tolerate. If nobody around, then, you know, I'll chase that person. Maybe many, many miles beyond oceans. There are certain rituals or practice, you know, practice, the kind of ritual practice able to eliminate obstacles, you know, probably coming from visible beings or invisible beings, whatever the obstacle might be, able to, how you say, stop or eliminate them through, you know, like, some kind of practice based on Vajrayana. So you see, probably some of you all maybe saw every year that, you know, they make bonfire, end of the year in my monastery, you know, they burn this huge ritual cakes with, you know, rituals. So they try to, you know, like, try to burn all the obstacles that, you know, relate to the monastery, you know, try to burn them, begin the new year, something new, without obstacles, this whole idea. There are many rituals, so, having a compassion towards living beings, then, rigneb kun la kevas, like signs, there's five great signs in Tibetan Buddhism, so then, like, very knowledgeable of all those five graces. However, none of the dinners on the care about, none of the dinners on the care about, so, the news of them was, Jingo, Tizri, Tiva, Chaval, Kevas, Mandala, you know, Mandala, creating Mandala, painting Mandala, explaining Mandala, visualizing Mandala, you know, all of that, you know, so, very knowledgeable of all of that. Like the, what do you call, like, there's a lot of, before you create the mandala, there's a lot of lines, what do you call, blueprint of the mandala, very knowledgeable blueprint of the mandala, the measurements, no, it's not just, no, just draw, you know, you follow the instructions, there's a measurement, so, then the colors, so, picture, you know, making them, or maybe building them through wood, you can build them three-dimensional, you can build them, or you can like create by sand, or you paint. You can paint on the fabric, and very knowledgeable of that. Explaining the Vajrayana, teaching to the, very knowledgeable of explaining the Vajrayana, teaching to the disciples. Having a conviction, faith, into Mayana teaching, particularly in the Vajrayana teaching, so Tenshi is only good than the Tova, the Yundan Tera, the Manan, Tabashi Gava, Song Su. So this pretty much now finished the Tenichu, so now there are 10 of them, it's not that important, it's difficult. So that's enough to practice on the faith, you know, recalling the qualities based on the Vajrayana tradition, okay. So with that, so now I'll stop. Bagashinya sabhe gawade tanda nama kona kambya da chabad lo nama tende nyimbo re lo sa shi.
Okay, in the gold prayer book, please turn to page 235. I will chant the first two stanzas. Page 235. Gandhi Rawe Koru Tangi Sendan Dewa Malu Jumwene Chende Sigwan Ten Zingya Soi Shabe Sende Vardu Ten Juchi Jonu Iye Nalan Washo Tu Awasare
Tambaba Zoba Lozan Jogar
Tonde Felsho
Shase Jinjo Lama Zowa De
Tupsu Chanchi
Jangan Jale
Tenzin Jong Dewe
Ongonzo Dogo
Te
Chosong Gowe Lene
Tudu Panam So Duje Gendu Jap Ten Cho Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha
Om Taritu Taritu
Re Soha Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha
Om Taritu
Taritu Re Soha
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ra.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night. Yeah. Yeah, please. I have to do some here.